Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
What you name? My zip code?
Correct, for customer support.
28390.
Thank you. 1 minute, please.
No, I'm just trying to figure out why something. I don't know what it was. My credit card gave me that number. I don't know what it for.
What is your first and last name, please?
Geraldine Barbell. She said it was something for $36 or something.
I do see your name. Would you give me your address starting with 3313?
My address?
I'm confirming I'm speaking to Ms. Barbera. Either the address or give me the phone number or the email. I have all of that. And I have to protect Ms. Barbera's information.
Okay, my address is 3313 ANTLER Drive, Spring Lake, North Carolina, 28390.
Thank you so much. I'm waiting for the information to come up. Thank you.
No, I couldn't figure that out because I said it was on pending or something. It was on a credit card or something, but it went through because I got my stuff.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please.
I just don't know what it was for. I don't know if it was for the dog food or for a telephone. I don't know.
Thank you for your patience. Having a little bit of technical challenge, but information is coming up. Thank you. So, Ms. Barbera, I'm looking at the account and seeing what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's why I couldn't understand. I said, what do you mean? You said the 10th of December or something like that. I said, the only thing I did on the 10th of that day was I paid the telephone bill or I paid for dog food.
So I do see her, ma'am. The order here, this is for the booster, the Wi-Fi booster with antennas, shipped December 12th to you. Do you know what I'm talking about for
$5.80? $5.80?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. I don't know. Yeah, I think something came in the mail. I don't know.
Yeah, so the point is, this account is still, and let me see if it's still open. I think it's still open, ma'am. And you have to make a decision if you want to close it or not, because it's going to keep charging you.
Keep charging me what?
So you get a product for free, and you pay shipping and handling, but you're also brought into a membership where you pay $82 every month.
I didn't do no membership.
That's what the terms and conditions say. You have to read in between the lines.
No, that's not what it was. From UPS, it was a survey. I hit the survey to see what it was about, and it said pick something out, and I picked something out, and that was it. And he said pay the $5 and something cents. I think it was that $5 something cents or something like that. I don't know what it was. But I said, no, yeah, no, no. And then I still got it here. I don't want no membership.
So I'm canceling it. You want me to cancel it?
Cancel the membership, yeah.
Okay. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you for
and
your patience.
And why is it $36 for the membership?
It's not 39, so that's $82.45 for the membership, And then $39.93 is you have another item. This is a bundle. This is an online app. It's information that gives you health and fitness.
I didn't do none of that. Someone else been doing it. Someone hit that or something. I had not, no, you take me off that stuff.
Yes.
Because I didn't ask for none of that stuff. And I don't know if you know, the only thing I just checked out that thing that was on there. And this, it was a survey. It said, you get this because you've been with the UPS so long, or whatever it was, you know. But I didn't do no membership. I know that. So
well,
you
I'm
put all
sure.
Take it all off there because I don't want it.
I'm doing that now for you, and I'll give you the information, okay?
Yeah, because I tried to cancel because it took almost a month for that thing to get here, whatever it was. Because I put up there. Cancel, but
let me give you the let me give you the cancellation number now for your records.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
That number is C like cat.
C like cat. Okay.
And then it is 290.
290.
851
241
That is right.
Okay, so it's C and cat 290-851-241
That is right, Ms. Barbara. So give me one more minute. I'm completing all cancellation, and I thank you for calling. 1 minute, please.
Do I need to send that thing back?
No. You paid the shipping and handling for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I didn't do no membership.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. What do you mean membership? Because
well,
when they
it goes into...
Paul Maisie said, You owe this to this, and we canceled it because you didn't have the money in the thing. I said, well, I didn't do no membership or something, whatever you're talking about.
Well, what happens is that it naturally goes into the membership because you
just to pay the $5 and whatever it was for shipping.
When you pay it, it brings you automatically into the membership. When you accept that free gift, it's welcoming you into the membership. That's the contract.
Oh, well, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to, I want you to see that connection, okay?
Okay, well,
so
I
you
didn't
have to,
see that, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's no problem. It's just you need to know that for yourself unless you're going to pay hundreds of dollars.
No, I don't want that. No.
Yeah, so you have to pay attention to all those little things, okay?
Oh, okay,
Barbara,
I went down the thing looking at it just say, you know, select an item because you was selected to get something free.
Mm-hmm.
You just pay for shipping and handling. And I read, and then I went down the page a little bit more, then my telephone went out because
it's oh, yeah,
lightning.
Yeah.
And then
it's what is it called? It's not free. It's never free. It's free. It's not a complete free. It's free for that little product you're getting, but then you enter a membership.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. So
yeah.
About that, you know. I couldn't get that far down after the power went out because I didn't get my telephone back on. Then I tried to cancel the thing, whatever. But I said,
Well, guess what? You are not the only one learning this. We're all learning it with the electronic world.
Well, I'm telling you, I didn't know that.
I know me. I didn't know it before either. I'm learning it too. We're all learning it at the same time.
Yeah, because my credit card thing called me when I paid my payment. And
mm-hmm.
he said, well, you we got something for $36 a month or something. I said, what do you mean? And but we canceled it because you didn't have no funds in the thing. I said, no, all I did, I know I did the dog food and I did this bill. And I said, I know I did something online, but that was only $5 and something cents.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that was it. I do understand.
Well, Ms. Barbara, everything is set. I want to thank you for calling customer support and have a wonderful new year, please. And your account is closed.
So everything's okay and cancel. I don't have to worry about that no more.
That is right. Always keep this number with you, though, for another month or so, just in case anything shows up. But it looks like it's all closed.
What, the telephone number you did call me on?
The one we called you on and the one you called first.
Yeah, they gave me that number off the paper, off thing to call.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. Ms. Barbara, you be
well,
please.
Well, sorry about that because my power went out. I didn't get things reading.
I think you did fine. I think you did just fine, ma'am.
Yeah.
You got right back to it. And you didn't skip a beat. As soon as you got everything went right, the line, you got right back on. You handled your business. I think everything's just fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support. Okay. Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.